If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
The American people have spoken, and the American people have elected their new champion.
It's been what they call a historic event. But to be really historic, we have to do a great job. And I promise you that I will not let you down. We will do a great job.
It's Vice President-elect Mike Pence and President-elect Donald Trump speaking earlier this morning, talking about the future now that they have secured the White House and await their inauguration. It was a shock to many people. I was shocked. I don't know that there were many who were not shocked, but there are perhaps other reactions as well to the election results last night. What were yours? And now that they are in, what are your legislative priorities for the next 4 years? What do you think really needs to get done in Washington over the next 4 years? It's Open Lines, Issues, Etc. for the next few minutes of the program, live this Wednesday, November the 9th. I want your answer to those questions. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your reaction, your answer to the question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone callers get top priority, 1-877-623-MYIE. Let's go first to St. Charles, Missouri, where Kathy's on the line. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, hi, Todd. I appreciate you taking my call. I think it's very easy to see why they were caught off guard for the very reason that they used their radical liberal press and progressive agenda to totally wipe out all other opinions. They are only for diversity if it's their opinion. If you have a different opinion, they don't want to hear it, they don't want to acknowledge it, they just want to shove their opinion down your throat. And so I think they were caught off guard because of their blind side to it's their way or the highway, and everyone else seemed to choose the highway. I think the things that need to get done are the Supreme Court, the constitutional judges appointed, and then I think Obamacare needs to be repealed, and I think regulations need to be taken off of small business so it doesn't stifle it, but it encourages growth, of course, trade and security.
Kathy, thanks for listening in St. Charles. Thanks for your answer. Jacob is in mid-Missouri. He says, my reaction is pure surprise. Ever since Trump announced and then won the primary, I believed he was going to lose in a landslide. I'm not exactly happy for Trump as president, but I am relieved to not have Mrs. Clinton. My expectations and suspected top priorities for a Trump administration is that he will get through common sense immigration reform, find a solution to Obamacare, and do his best to meet at least some of the expectations of Christian voters who came out to support him, especially regarding the Supreme Court. I also hope that he will see in Russia a nation recovering its Christian past and a natural ally in the fight against radical Islam, rather than a boogeyman that President Obama and Mrs. Clinton saw. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri, Jacob. Charles says, I voted for Trump in spite of Trump in order to keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House. My priorities for the next years: nominating constitutionally conservative Supreme Court justices, protecting religious liberty, repealing Obamacare, undoing many of the federal government intrusions into our lives. Excellent answers, Charles. Thank you very much. What about the rest of you? What's your reaction to yesterday's election results, and what are your expectations and your top priorities for the next 4 years? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Nora listens in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hi, Nora.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Doing very well. What was your reaction, and what are your priorities for the next 4 years?
I was honestly surprised at the very beginning because, I mean, I figured a lot of people would just vote for Hillary just because first woman president, historic in that way. But I remember as I was like looking at updates on Google after maybe about like 10 when I saw that like they had already had California in and Trump was still in the lead. I'm like, it's going to be Trump. This was my first election I ever really voted in, as I'm just a college student. So I think any legislative things I would want to see would be compromise, because there are so many people. I feel like the political situation here is so polarized that we need to have some sort of compromise between the two parties, and I don't know if it's gonna how it's gonna end. All I know is I'm just gonna keep praying. I'm gonna encourage other people to pray. I mean, it's all we can really do.
Nora, thanks for listening in Ann Arbor, and study hard. Titus listens in Seattle. Hi, Titus.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Doing very well. What was your reaction? What are your priorities?
Well, my reaction at first was a lot of shock. I'm actually studying at college here, and it's not exactly the most conservative area in the nation. And so there's a lot of tension on the campus with a lot of the students after it happened. And there was a little bit of a relief because of some of the philosophical pressures that have happened just with the philosophies that have gone on the campus. But at the same time, there's a lot of unsurety. But one of the things that I'd really like to see out of this administration is refocusing on just the basics of everyday life, such as the infrastructure of the country, because I think if they try and focus too much on some of the higher level policy points, we'll just end up in 4 years or 8 years having a counter reaction that's very contrary. But it seems like the people who are very anti-Trump are afraid of some sweeping changes. And I think it would be beneficial for not just the country, but also even for people of faith, if we could leave by the wayside some of the more philosophically charged issues, because they are so divisive, and simply focus on letting the government do what it is put in place to do, which is serve the people.
Titus, thank you very much. Thanks for listening out there on the West Coast. David in Colorado says, my reaction was a root of being deeply moved when it sank in that it was actually happening. After the President-elect Trump acceptance speech, I went downstairs, rejoiced with my son, dug out a bottle of treasured scotch, said a prayer, and drank a toast to my grandchildren, whose lives may have just gotten a little better. I'm already praying for Mr. Trump and rejoicing that I do not have to struggle with the duty to pray for a woman I sincerely believe belongs in jail. I look forward to seeing better Supreme Court justices appointed. Thank you very much, David, and thanks for listening in Colorado. In Texas, William says, I am shocked with the results. States that have not gone to a GOP candidate in 28 years went for Trump. He was not my first choice, my second choice, or even my 15th choice, but he's now my president-elect, and he has my prayers. I'm glad that the GOP will retain control of both houses of Congress and look forward to a new Supreme Court justice in the mold of Scalia. I hope that the soon-to-be President Trump works with the GOP leadership to get rid of Obamacare, protect religious liberty, and revitalize the economy. Thanks for listening in Texas, William. Johanna in Indianapolis says, reaction, this could quite possibly be our chance to make some real positive progress toward abolishing abolishing abortion, with 33 Republican governors, a Republican majority in the House and Senate, a nominally Republican president, and my man Mike Pence in the second slot, we have a real shot at ending Planned Parenthood's reign and reversing the precedent set by Roe and Doe. Top priorities: we have to press the president, President Trump, and our other elected officials to keep their pro-life promises first and foremost. The importance of everything else, from immigration to tax codes to LGBT issues, pales in comparison to abortion and the millions of lives it's taken. I'm young and still idealistic, but I'm cautiously optimistic about what this election cycle means for the pro-life movement. Well, that is another reason I say smartest and apparently now younger listeners in radio. Thanks for everybody for your phone calls, your email, and your Facebook posts. When we come back, it's time to talk with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, get his reaction. He was watching it last night, probably. And we'll talk about religious conservatism and Tuesday's election results.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Does the gospel free you to do what you want? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer's spiritual journey from Roman Catholicism and American Evangelicalism to Confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Daily exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. Issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.